Welcome to the I'm Still Here podcast. I'm your host, Heather Jose. In 1998, at the age of 26, I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. It changed everything for us, but I'm still here. And we're here to talk to you about life with metastatic disease. We know it's not easy. We know that there are challenges that never get talked about, but we're here to walk with you through them, to show you some hope, some inspiration, and to help you make a plan so that you can join me in saying, I'm still here. Welcome back. Oh, my chair's a little squeaky.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
No comment on that one. Not stupid.
Oh, good. That's kind of funny because I was thinking about talking about the whole keep it simple, stupid principle and how that kind of applies to life. And right now I've just been thinking about, like, you know, with traveling and everything else, I think my system works pretty well, but I'm just so ready to just kind of like be at home and like just simple meals, simple day, simple, you know what I mean? I'm just so looking forward to that in terms of like sometimes routines and just kind of going throughout life. It's kind of nice, right? Do you...
Well, we get that in the summer.
We do.
That's why we enjoy our summer so much. Is, yeah.
It's not just for the things that we do, because we do get to go and do some things, but it's also just the kind of being able to take the day and focus on, like, meeting the needs of your body and...
Yep.
I don't know. It's so awesome. What's an ideal, like, how does your schedule change? That, what do you like better about summer when you have more free time? Like, how do you?
Well, the weather I like.
Yeah.
You know, we get summer in Michigan and that's beautiful. And we get to go out on the lake and in the boat and stuff like that. Or just working outside. I like that. Tinkering on something or... getting to set my own schedule for the day? Or
Yeah, that's what I was more talking about. Like, I mean, I think, like, for me, I'm not an early morning workout person, but I do like to work out, like, after I've had a cup of coffee or something like
that. That's what we usually do, late morning workout. And yeah. I guess that's kind of scheduled. We just kind of anticipate that's going to happen unless we're doing something else. But then the rest of the day is whatever we want it to be, and that's kind of fun. And a lot of people don't get that, so yeah. I know we're privileged to have that because of the jobs we do. So, yeah, I really look forward to that. Yeah. I'm really going to miss the kids from school, and you know.
Just like parents don't miss them when they send them back, teachers right. don't miss them when they no. say goodbye at the end of the
Not
school year.
At all.
But even true, also just like simplicity of food. I mean, like, we bought some herbs yesterday to plant, and it's just kind of so nice to be able to go out on the back deck and get some basil and cook a little pasta and something and whatever,
make
right?
Make some salsa.
Make
one
some
day.
Salsa.
Just out of the blue,
or, yeah,
just know, I love that.
Yeah, just it just seems like fresh, easy. I don't know.
We are very much kind of the fly by the seat of our pants
yeah.
people. So
yeah.
somebody calls and says, hey, you wanna? We are yes people. It's just
like
what
we
do.
We want to say yes. Yeah.
And I do. I don't like being bored, but I'm usually bored in the summer until somebody brings something up or we schedule something or something, you know, and then I really like looking forward to things. That's also, we got a couple of concerts we're going to go to and trips we're going to go to. What?
Motley Crue. you need to watch that on YouTube if you are listening.
That'll be fun.
His face. Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
So, yeah, I like everything.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting, too, though, like, that it is... Sometimes the simple things are the best, right? Or just the simple routines. And, like, I just got a new journal. I was super happy about that. Oh, Ivy's eating my pencil that I threw at her. Ivy. Stop. Do dogs get lead poisoning?
We're going to find out. It's not lead anymore.
Okay.
It's graphite.
Okay. Well, she's old, too.
Yeah.
We don't know what she's going to go for.
This could cure her.
But I don't know. Yeah, just the simple things. And some time to make good memories and spend time with people you care about and do good things for yourself. Mm-hmm. I would love to. I know you guys never talk back to us, or if you do, I don't see it.
Maybe they have their own like chat
room. Maybe think one without
and
us.
We're not invited. And they just make fun of us the whole time. Facebook. That's what I would do. I would just make fun of, like, have a whole group of, did you guys watch this episode? Oh, my Lord, they're idiots. Jeez, oh,
yep. Well, if you do, you guys can talk about some ways that you keep it simple and things that work for you. But mm-hmm. I like it. All right. It's a beautiful day. Let's go get it.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Or not.
Or not. Sad Mother's Day.
Mother's Day can be sad for people who maybe didn't get a chance to be a mom, or it's grieving a mom. There's all sorts of things.
Lighten up. Jiminy, I'm not talking to you then.
It's not all about you.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers.
Yeah. Okay. Again, if you want to watch this on YouTube, the facial expressions are on point today.
We need to relax.
We do need to relax a little bit.
Keep it simple.
There you go. Okay. See ya.
See ya.
Hey, everyone. I hope you love this episode of I'm Still Here, and I wouldn't want you to miss out on what comes next. So be sure to rate, review, and follow this show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, especially if you found it helpful. We need all the shares, likes, stars, and love we can get. We'd also love to hear from you. Leave your comments and questions, and we'll incorporate them into future episodes. Have a great day.